Hi, Grace Tame here. You might know me as the 2021 Australian of the Year or quote unquote difficult woman, but did you know I'm also autistic? It took me a long time to get diagnosed, and sadly, that's true for a lot of women. I want to know why that's the case. That's why I'm taking over Ladies We Need to Talk for a series called Autistic AF. Find it by searching Ladies We Need to Talk on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Warning, this episode may contain some strong language. So hit the gym.
The grill.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of The Grill. My name is Ben, and this is the show where we get our beef with the world off of our chest and onto the grill. This is
Izzy.
And
I'm Tad.
Now, usually we'd go into our weeks, but we don't have time because this week we are doing a very, very special episode of The Grill. Now, if you listen to this show pre-ABC, you should already know what's coming. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't, this episode we are going to be doing something called Sliders. Now, this is a show that requires us to plan a lot. It requires us to come up with hot, burning beefs. But sometimes we have ones that stick in the back of our head that just will not take up the time it takes to actually make a proper episode of this show. So we save them all up and we just shoot them out at each other lightning round style. So instead of three normal sized beefs, we have multiple small beefs, hence the name Sliders.
Yeah. Just like little bite-sized beefs. Still delicious though.
Yeah, oh, and beautiful. Still great macros on them as well.
Absolutely.
And you can just pop them.
Yeah, arguably yeah. Even better macros than the bigger version.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just sit and I'll have a few of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Slider.
Bang. I can't stop. Slider. Bang, 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 bang. All right, who wants to start? Does anyone have one ready and willing?
Yeah, okay. First one, when you're catching a flight and they bring around those little like scales just before you board to weigh your carry-on luggage, and obviously if it's over, they make you pay or you can't get on. Like, as if, why do they let you get all the way to the door?
Yeah.
And then go, yep, we're going to go, we're going to do this now.
It's also a gamble. It's kind of like tram inspectors.
Yeah.
Because you don't know, like, I'm always going with a cheap airline.
Yeah.
But it's like 50-50 chance they're going to come on and weigh your shit.
Yeah, 100%.
It's terrible.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare someone would have had. Like, that sounds like a nightmare you might have had where someone just comes around with a pair of scales. And
that's an anorexia joke, guys.
But I have started, you can't avoid them. It's similar to tram inspectors where you kind of, if you make yourself like unavailable to be spoken to, if you just start looking out the window, you can sort of get around it.
Okay.
Or you do what I do, which is wear a giant jacket and put your bag under your jacket. And so you just look like you have a giant hunchback.
Hey, and they don't ever figure that out.
Because what are they going to say? Sir, look at your back.
You wear a floor-length gown and you put the wheelie suitcase underneath.
You wear a fucking muumuu, all right? You wear a muumuu and you sit on your remote-controlled suitcase and it looks like you're gliding through the airport. No, there are, when you realize, there are a lot of life hacks that you can do by just imagining the conversation the person would have to have with you and assuming they won't do it. Because I did the backpack, I did the thing where I put my backpack.
Did you actually?
Yes, I do it still. I'll do either the backpack at the front or the back and put my jacket over it. And what are they going to do? Sir, you look fat. you're obviously holding a bag. No, they just have to look. If you can bluff your way through, if you look proud to have a big hump on your back, you can just walk straight through.
And they're not allowed to search you there.
Yeah.
When you're allowed to use the scales, hey, put it on there.
Yeah, again, when you know your rights,
yeah.
You know your rights, you can do whatever you want.
When you're a sovereign citizen.
Shut up.
Sir, can I see your passport? Don't have one. Never had one.
I'm traveling. I'm traveling across the plane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Vegetarian burgers that are just one big mushroom is the patty.
Ridiculous.
Big portobello.
That's not a substitute for me.
Yeah. They need to try a little bit harder. I think if you removed mushrooms from the world, entire vegetarian businesses would fall apart.
Absolutely.
Mushrooms are hold up these businesses.
And it's just one big wet thing in the middle of the burger.
Do you like mushrooms?
I don't mind mushrooms. This is the thing. Especially as a vegetarian, I've had to really get used to mushrooms. And of course, I like them. Do I want a giant one as the main thing in my meal. Like, no.
No one wants a giant hunk of anything in the middle. A patty is different because it's ground up something. But just, it would be like, I was just going to speak about a giant hunk of meat and then I realized what a steak is. So maybe it's different. No, but I know exactly. A mushroom is something where it's actually quite a weird thing texturally.
Yeah.
The only way you can sort of get through it is having little bites of it. To actually take a huge bite out of a big wet mushroom.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
And it's really hard to get flavor into the center of that thing.
Yeah, it's not.
You know? Anyways, don't love it.
I love that one because I hate mushrooms. I'd love to get rid of mushrooms from the world.
Eliminate.
You know, mushrooms do a lot for the environment. So if you got rid of them, the entire ecosystem would fall apart.
And trippers everywhere.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Good. And also, there'd be no Last of Us movies and TV
True,
shows
actually,
and games.
No, you're
because
right.
The mushrooms are actually
We'll keep the mushrooms. Yeah.
Okay. My slider is when you are driving down the road and you're on like a two-lane road. There's a car next to you and you're in your own lane. And for whatever reason, your lane is ending. Either there's a car in front of you or it's just done and the person next to you won't let you in.
How selfish.
So, because when you're you indicate and the person is just speeding up. It's like, oh, so in your head, you want me to crash into the back of another car and die so you can get somewhere
like,
20 seconds
faster. Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Just let me in.
Legit. Yeah.
They want you to either... sometimes this will happen like when you're driving really fast and the person just wants you to either stop dead on the road and wait for them or... usually it is a BMW driver, so I'm assuming they want me to drive off the road and fucking die.
Probably, yeah.
Those people are sociopathic. Every time someone does something sociopathic on the road, I look and it is one of these drivers.
Yeah.
A car-related one on the topic. I don't have many because it's been a long time since I've driven, but the feeling where you're on the freeway or something and you're following a car... for quite a while, you guys switch lanes at the same time, kind of traveling at the same pace, whatever. And then after an amount of time, they just like turn off.
Is this a friend or
are you guys dancing? Like, ooh,
no, they just like don't even like flick their lights or anything.
A final wave as they drive away.
So as a driver, you feel like you've made a connection with someone and then the beef is that they don't acknowledge you and as they drive
away. Yeah, because we've been driving together for ages. That's my boy.
Why is this person fucking chasing me? I need to get out of here.
Yeah, maybe it's good that we don't have a car at the moment.
I'm like Vin. It's like Vin and I'm talking about Fast and Furious.
You know the movie with Vin?
Vin.
My friend Vin.
Vin.
Clearly never seen them.
We should watch all the Fast and Furious movies because those are really important to Tad and I.
Literally very important. Like,
they're seminal.
I think we've seen all that we could see in cinema, we've seen in cinema.
Yeah.
Welcome to Brazil.
Yeah. My favorite line in
is
ever.
He quoting Tad quoting Vin?
Everywhere we go, I go, welcome to Brazil.
Well, if I had known it was going to be the long weekend this weekend, we should have booked a cabin somewhere and just watched all the Fast and Furious
that
movies.
That sounds like my dream.
We should go for a grill work trip.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Just to come up with new ideas, because honestly, this thing is falling apart.
Yeah. Shut up.
My next slider is when socks have left and right on them. Aren't socks...
yeah.
Bilateral?
Yeah.
Why do I need to?
Bilateral. I think he actually used that word correctly.
Because it's a medical term. We use it in physio.
Yeah,
so
he killed
know what bilateral.
Yeah, respect, man.
Nice.
Left and right. Yeah. What happens if you put them on the wrong feet?
Yeah. Hang on.
Ambidextrous? Androgynous?
Androgynous. I wear androgynous socks.
Like, unless you're wearing those little, like, individual toe socks, it doesn't matter.
But you do wear those.
Yeah, and I need my lefts and rights.
But it's fine because proportionately, he's a really tiny big toe.
Yeah. It all works out. I have another slider and it's with turmeric. If you are cooking anything with turmeric and you... so I made a meal that had turmeric mixed in with minced beef. Mm-hmm. And I was squeezing it through with my fingers. And now I just have orange fingernails.
Did you make that shirt with turmeric?
Oh, really fucking funny, man. Really funny. No.
Is it?
I didn't actually.
Yes. Sorry, Ted.
An hour later.
This was made overseas with illegal labor.
And turmeric.
And turmeric. Yeah. No. So now I have turmeric under my nails. This is an example of something where I really don't want, this is going to sound pointed, but I am glad I'm in a relationship because this is the kind of thing that would have ruined my whole fucking week. If I had turmeric under my nails, all I would think is like, I've got a date tomorrow. And I can't, now I'm just like, smell like shit, garlic breath, yellow nails. I look like I'm balding. Dying, balding, fucking balding, stupid. And now I just don't care. But yeah, my slide is with turmeric.
You need to dip your fingers in hyaluronic acid.
Fuck, I forgot that part. And I do have that big barrel of it in the back of my
chlorophyll.
Vat of hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, that's why I keep everything really tight. As the only single person on this podcast. Incredibly tight in every way, guys.
Is he?
Jesus. Oh my God. That is something that I would have said and then you would have gotten upset about.
Shook me. I know. I think it's... I don't
keep laughing so she can't take it out.
I don't think I liked that when she took it out. Okay. People who post really hot photos of themselves and they're looking for a house. Have you seen that one?
Yes, on the Fairy Floss Facebook. So Fairy Floss is a page on Facebook where people post either that they're looking for someone to move in or looking for somewhere to move in, or it's just a place that is there so you don't have to deal with real estate agents, which is incredible.
I think I have seen this, and it's usually like international people like asking. But they're like really hot photos.
Yeah, people find shit posts in Fairy Floss.
Find shit, for sure. Like, it will not often be the Melbourne locals. Often like a Spanish girl who's just posted like a bikini pic looking for a house.
Yeah, incredibly beautiful woman. Look, just arrived looking for somewhere. I'm like, this is terrifying. This is the start of a true crime story.
It is.
Like just posting the most beautiful photo you have of yourself being like, I'm all alone. I have nowhere to live. I'm walking around the streets by myself. It's terrifying. And then you'll see the comments and it will be obviously a 60-year-old person saying, I have something for you. And you just hope to God it's a room.
She shows up in the bikini as well. She never takes it off.
My next slider is with my car. The fuel, light and sound come on with more than 100 kilometers to go.
Re-explain that for me. I don't know.
So, you know the low fuel thing?
Yeah.
The yellow, orange, whatever symbol. My car has that. And also every time you start the car, it goes bing, 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 bing. And gets like a flash on the dash and then a flash on the screen saying low fuel. I've got more than 100 kilometers. This is not low fuel. This is getting to low fuel.
Why do you think this is happening? Why do you think your car doesn't trust you?
Because...
Because obviously it warned you... maybe with less to go and you didn't listen and obviously it's put up walls.
Yeah.
So maybe do you want to speak about maybe why your car doesn't trust you?
Well, I've been driving it around to the city to come to this podcast every damn week. Maybe that's why. Yeah. Maybe you guys come down to me once in a while and
No.
I don't think that's right, actually. Also, this is sliders. We can't get too deep. Yeah. Sorry, next one. Okay. When artists make the live version of their biggest song really obscure so you can't sing along to it.
Yeah, you know who does this a lot?
The Arctic Monkeys.
Arctic Monkeys.
He'll just make some slop version of it live.
Yeah, he will find whatever... You will try to sing along with him at a concert and he will try to get away from you at every point.
Yeah. Completely offbeat, sounds like shit.
Why'd you never call me when you try to get the high and he'll wait for the audience to get the high and then he will just
and also like humiliate them
yeah
by everyone having to sing like changing the lyrics and it sounds bad usually.
He sounds like absolute shit. I don't know if I would want to go to an Arctic Monkeys concert. I would go to an Antarctic Monkeys concert because I reckon they would sing it properly. That's the cover band.
Oh, is that actually?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But it's always like because they don't like their biggest song for some reason. But I'm like, but then it's gotten you this probably to all these people in the audience.
Yeah.
And they want the song. Give the people what they want.
Yeah. Jumping off that, if you're an artist who's like, I don't want to sing that song. I've been singing it for years. I'm sorry. You just have to because I'm not here for whatever else you've got going on. I'm not here to see an artist. I'm here to see essentially a jukebox in person.
Yeah.
So true. I want Alex Turner doing Katy Perry's This Is How We Do.
I want Alex Turner doing Chief Keef.
Back to last week. My next slider is... The automatic when you're going to pay and it's automatically selected like 20% tip. And then the button to press no tip is like hidden, or it's like really like you have to look to find it.
Yeah, they make it easy for you to give them a tip.
Exactly.
Really, yeah. Out of it. Also, when it's been like a coffee.
Yeah.
And they're like,
you don't need a tip.
You don't need one. In minimum wage just went up today. We're fine on that regard. You get penalty
rates.
Tad's
just
well.
Raised it today.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think, well, the thing is, I don't think the people working though don't seem to want a tip either. Sometimes they'll skip through the tip for you.
That I appreciate that, but I do appreciate that.
You appreciate that?
I was going to say, sometimes I go back and say, no, I want to give you a tip, but I don't.
Just think, feeling good because you thought about it.
Yeah.
I was going to give that guy a tip.
But no.
I have a slider with the fact that when you go to a bowling alley, the weights of the bowling balls never seem to be consistent. Like every time I go, I feel like I should always be able to go to a bowling alley, grab a 10, and it always feels the same. But I feel like every time I've gone, the 10 feels a little bit different.
I don't think it's the weight. I think it's your finger size.
Do you think my fingers are getting bigger?
Yeah, every time.
Yeah.
Every time you bowl. Also, on the tip thing, quickly, I know someone who put a tip in to a jar at a bar and nobody saw it, and so then took it out and then put it back in when people... looking.
I really respect that, because I have felt like doing that when someone doesn't look when I've donated money on the street. If someone's not looking and I put money in a hat for a busker or otherwise, I'm going to need you to give me that back and we can try this again. Putting it on a string and then just flicking it back out as I walk away.
Oh my God.
Okay, when people don't wipe down their equipment after using it at the gym.
Oh, yes.
Y'all stink.
Yeah, especially like things like when you're chest pressing and stuff, where you got the sweat and everything on it, and they just leave it there. It's gunky.
Can I ask you something? I don't wipe at the gym.
You don't wipe at all,
wipe
man.
We
can smell you from here.
Do you feel that this is needed? There's literally, I don't sweat at all at the gym. If there's not, I've
hey,
left
you're
nothing.
Right,
I'm
not working hard enough,
I'm not
mate.
Doing it. Yeah. Right. I'm not doing it.
You're
right.
Not lifting it up.
But honestly, I don't sweat. Do I need to do a courtesy wipe anyways? Because there's literally nothing that, whoops.
Well, you're probably like straddling it and then pulling it.
Yeah, we don't want your gooch smell on it.
Yeah, but it's like sitting down like I don't have to wipe my seat on a tram. And I'm definitely way smellier and way sweatier when I'm on the tram.
You're exercising. You're doing.
Yeah, I'm doing
calisthenics.
On the doing the flagpole on the tram. I'll start wiping. I'll start wiping in general. Is it weird to not wipe in general,
fellas? Is it gay to wipe?
My next slider is that guy on Instagram who takes big bites of food and then starts dancing. Have you seen him?
You know a chef in Japan tried to murder him?
What?
Genuinely, really? a Japanese chef tried to poison him with the puffer fish.
Because that's how annoying he is.
He's
I don't
so
know.
Annoying.
I could not tell. I saw a news report on TikTok news where there was a mugshot of this chef and he tried to poison this guy.
Really?
No idea why.
Okay, I don't want to go that far. I just want him off the internet.
That's
well,
fun.
He might be off it forever.
Off the earth.
Yeah.
He's been poisoned.
Fair.
Okay, people who say things like, I'm 45 years young or I'm a 27-year-old teenager.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to just get a little bit older. Do you feel like a 28-year-old? How old are you? 29? 29-year-old teenager? Do you feel like one?
No.
Do you feel like a...
A woman.
29-year-old teenager? 30-year-old teenager?
30-year-old teenager.
I feel like a 30-year-old...
Virgin?
You're not supposed to say that here. Because I am. I'm saying
I haven't felt like a teenager. I didn't even feel like a teenager in the first place.
What does a teenager feel like?
Because you had
like?
That Benjamin Button thing going on.
Of course. I have felt the exact same my whole life, but it was not a teenager. When I was a teenager, I was waiting for the moment to feel like one, and it never came.
Yeah.
And then I waited to feel like a 20-year-old, and it never came. And I just don't think I feel like anything. I think I feel like I'm 50, and I'm hoping when I get to 50, I'll feel like a teenager. Finally.
Fair.
I would not want to say that, bro. I would not want to say that.
My next one is other apps besides the main music ones having a Wrapped. Like, I got a Woolworths Wrapped.
What did it even say?
Things that I've bought throughout. Like, apparently, health and well-being products was my most purchases this year.
That checks like, out.
What is that's that? Because it's just the most expensive. That's why.
So they just list all. Do they give you a price at the end of how much you spent? Because that would freak me the fuck out.
Nah, not a price, but just like what you spend most in, like categories, as well as they do like the little animations, and everything like the music, some sites as well.
I would hate that.
Exactly.
Because it would just be like $14,000 on canned soup.
Yeah.
Canned beans, just canned on like.
They
on,
give you a persona as well. You're the indie.
You spent $15,000 on 6-7 chicken nuggets.
Your Woolworths age is.
Have you
45.
Seen those?
No.
They're selling chicken nuggets in the shape of 6-7 now.
They.
This
I don't know.
Number is so stupid. Why is
okay,
it
you're
thing?
Definitely not a teenager.
Yeah, you don't get it.
Yeah, I think sort of more of a meme.
Really fucking funny.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, and to round us out of this beautiful slider episode, lovely. This wonderful rapid fire round, we have a beef from our listener, Sandy.
Sandy.
It is a written beef. If you would like to send in a voice note or a written beef, send it to thegrill@abc.net.au. And we'll tell you whether or not it's grilled.
Yes, we will do that.
Yeah. Okay, Sandy says, their beef is with any food that is just liquid. I'm never ever satisfied if there isn't a crunch in my meal, e.g. broth and soup.
How do you feel about that, Izzy?
Yeah, because okay. You're a soup. We'll let you start, Iz.
I have said on this podcast multiple times, I like wet food. I love a bowl of liquid.
Is soup wet when you think about it?
Yeah, because if you spilt it on yourself, you'd be wet.
You'd be wet, but would the soup be wet? I've always thought that.
But is water wet?
Great question. Because when people say that as like as if that's an obvious answer, I'm actually not sure because water can wet, but I would not describe water as wet. Water is, you know, it's its own thing. When water gets on something, it becomes wet. If I don't know if soup is wet.
I agree.
You ever had a Krispy Kreme?
You ever had a Krispy Kreme? Was it wet?
I agree with Sandy though. Like, I don't think soup is a meal.
Yeah.
I think it's not. It's a side meal at best.
There's a reason we have food and drink.
Yeah.
Those paths should not cross.
That Venn diagram right there, that's everything that I want to eat.
Can I ask you something? When you have a soup, Izzy, instead of a drink, do you have like a big, like a cake and a little cup or something? Because I need to have the mix of the liquid and the solid. If I have two liquids, it feels wrong.
No, we've been to the pub before and I've ordered soup. And the important part about the soup is that you have a vehicle to get the soup into your mouth. So like a buttered bread. A crouton would do.
One.
I'm full.
In America, sometimes we do saltines.
Okay.
You know, there's a crunch element or there's a carb element. And then obviously, I mean, it depends on the evening. Maybe a glass of wine.
When I have soup with grape soup on grape the side, soup. When I have soup with toasted bread and butter, I realize how much I just love toasted bread and butter because I will just start. At a certain point, I just move the soup aside. And I'm just
yeah,
like,
get out of here.
If it's like a if it's a soup with like chunky bits in it, that's okay. That's a meal because that's like diced vegetables.
Fair, yeah, I see that.
Okay, so ramen, is that a meal?
Yeah, because you've got noodles, meat, egg,
vegetables.
Some people just have broth, which I think is insane.
Yeah.
Broth is not a meal. Broth is something you add to something else.
Mm. No, I'm vehemently with Sandy on this.
Okay. All right, Sandy. So I can see your point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your beef with wet foods is grilled. Do you feel better, Sandy? Do you guys feel better now?
I do. I feel seen.
Thank you for listening to another episode of this show. It comes out every single Thursday on ABC Listen, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Make sure to share it with all of your friends and make sure all of your friends share it with their friends and also make them share it back with you so you can share it again.
And leave a review.
Why we not? Want to hear what you guys think of us as long as it's not critical in any way, shape, or form.
Of course, that would be upsetting. Thank you guys for listening. We love you so much.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.